USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical storm Claudette is moving away from the United States. That's according to the National Hurricane Center, which says the storm has a maximum sustained wind of 40 miles an hour. It's moving east-northeast at 28 miles per hour. Forecasters say rainfall will eventually end around North Carolina's Outer Banks and southeast Virginia. Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for border agents and local residents. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich blames the Biden administration's policies on the immigration surge at the border.
The Biden administration is breaking the border. They're essentially destroying it, and it's up to them to fix it. And by them creating all these incentives, we're making it harder for ICE to do its job.
The Biden administration continuing to reverse many of former President Trump's policies. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of sonsoflibertycbd.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about sonsoflibertycbd.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to sonsoflibertycbd.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced on Friday after being convicted of murdering George Floyd last year. Judge Peter Cahill will decide if the ex-cop will get probation or more than 30 years in prison. Floyd's death sparking global outrage and protests and riots across the nation. The Delaware Department of Justice on Monday indicted 14 gang members on more than 120 criminal charges, including murder. The members of the Wilmington area gang, known as North Park, are charged with committing crimes from 2018 to April of this year. Chief Robert Tracy of the Wilmington Police Department spoke to reporters about the rising gun violence.
If we don't get serious about gun violence, and don't get serious about people carrying illegal firearms and making sure that they do time for carrying a legal firearm, and you know what? We might continue to have some of these same issues that we're having, but I don't see that happening.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
House Republicans are continuing to place the heat on Vice President Kamala Harris.
More than 50 House Republicans have sent a letter to the White House asking President Biden to remove Vice President Kamala Harris from her role in leading the effort to solve the border crisis. In the letter, the group cites the high number of border apprehensions and the fact that Harris has not visited the border or met with Border Patrol or ICE agents. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has renewed calls for Harris to visit the border. The California Republican tells Fox News that she would learn quite a lot in a visit.
And the one thing you have to understand, when there's a crisis at a border, when there's unaccompanied children coming in, you know who's caring for them? The border agents. So what's happening, they're being taken off the border, so the border's even more wide open. We're finding people rushing it like we've never seen before, but we're finding people that are on that terrorist watch list that are coming from other countries, from more than 140 other countries. Why would they come to the southern border? Because they know it's open and they know they can enter America that way. But she should go there and she should learn firsthand what the problem is to find the solutions for it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In a blow to the NCAA, the Supreme Court is saying colleges can no longer be prohibited from providing student athletes with education-related benefits. That includes free laptops, musical instruments, lab equipment, or compensation for internships. The unanimous decision affirmed a lower court's ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.